Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky, where the stars have always shined.
Douglas Lejeune Lejeune. I am Mark Lejeune, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Speaking of change, this is the Life Changes show at home edition because of what's going on in the world. And there's lots going on in the world. In between us having been doing the show at home these past few months, and between the conversation that we are going to be having with our guest, Susan Barnes, I was inspired this morning with a thought, and probably between that and having done a recalibration workshop with a beautiful group of women this whole weekend, and got inspired by that as well, that I used to say, because I studied opera, I sang opera and all that, I used to say anybody could sound like an opera singer for a second or a second and a half, maybe even two. And so I know that many of us have hit a note and out loud and just for fun sometimes, and it sounds operatic. And I would say the trick is stringing that note, that half a second, 1 second, 1.5 seconds, stringing it with the next one and the next one and the next one and sustaining them. I think that's the trick. And so you can always tell an opera singer at usually the second note, sometimes even the first. But what I just made the connection to this morning, I think, is that those of us who are doing our best in life in general to be positive, think positively, think constructively, be meditative and be supportive and all of the good things we know to be in this time, that's been a challenge for many of us. And it reminds me of the opera singer. The opera singer can sustain those notes throughout the performances, right? And throughout the pieces. And then the last piece to that, too, that I add, is that then to become a true professional is not necessarily when all the conditions are right and then the opera singer just sings and everything's perfect. It's when we're tired. It's when we didn't get any sleep last night. It's when we had a hard time getting to the theater. It's when we didn't get a chance to warm up. It's when the music wasn't right, or whatever it was, is standing there and still delivering. That's the true professional. And so in this time, those of us who are walking this walk, it's a really good time to assess, how are we doing? Are we being the 1 second opera singer? Are we being the one that's sustaining a song? Or are we being the true professional walking the talk of our life and potentially our new life as we figure it out in this moment? So looking forward to a great conversation with our guest, Susan Barnes, and a little later on, live music with our musical guest, Douglas Rogers, all on the Life Changer Show at Home Edition right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time, The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. 5 beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the 5 meditation. 5 meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of 5 beads at 5beads.com. That's 5PHIbeads.com. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and this is Marc Lejeur.
So looking forward to this conversation. Susan has so much to offer and such a great flow in her consciousness and the way she serves up her insights. And she was introduced to us by a previous guest, Mona Green, who's another awesome human being. So this is going to be great.
Indeed. Thank you, Mona. Okay, well, as Mark said at the beginning of the show, she is indeed a meditation teacher. She's a speaker. She's an artist. She's a healer. Welcome to the show, Suzanne Barnes.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
It's so great to have you here. And I was just on the phone with you and the other day as well. And I'm feeling like we're going to be on the phone a lot and hopefully soon getting to meet in person because there's so much to talk about.
So much, always.
You know, I was very taken by the depth of where you could go with conversations and questions really quickly. So when I brought to you the fact that potentially we could talk about in this time, so many of us are being tested, so many of us are failing, I think, admittedly, and you said, yes, let's talk about that and mm-hmm. then share with me some things that I hadn't thought about. So please, let's.
Sure. So I think the impetus for the conversation that we were having was specifically around what this interesting period of stillness is causing people to experience. And that is a higher level of inquiry around the circumstances of their life. You know, before this virus came around, everybody was just doing their own thing, living their very, very busy lives, stacked with work and social obligations and appointments, with very little time to actually stop and contemplate the nature of the circumstances that they found themselves in. And suddenly you have this pandemic that is forcing people into stillness, removing all of the things that that usually keep them quite busy, and are creating circumstances in which you're stuck at home and you're really having a moment to look at the life that you have created for yourself. And so many people, you know, I think of the people in Manhattan that are stuck in their little box apartments that normally had the distraction of entertainment to pull attention away from what their true lived experience was. Now that's no longer there. And this leads to a very interesting sort of inner reconciliation process. When we see that our life has turned into something that perhaps we didn't expect it to, and we have a moment to pause and actually consider this, only then can we allow the space for the more important questions to start to come up and arise. Like, what is important to me? Who is important to me? Why am I doing what I'm doing? I'm not even fulfilled in that. And sometimes these questions have answers that create a great deal of discomfort and confusion. And oftentimes we can find people that still try to escape the truth that lies within their hearts. But eventually, that will catch up to them too. And so there is this period of time that we are gifted right now, in which we can ask these important questions that we should always be asking of ourselves. Because now we actually have the space to consider them and contemplate them.
You know, one of the things that I heard a couple times this weekend from some of the ladies is, I'm doing fine right now. And I knew a couple of the ladies that said that, and I said, well, you were fine before. And I knew that they had gone through a process over years and years of understanding certain things, that like what you're talking about. And so a lot of people are having to do this as a crash course in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. It's interesting because if this was just an epidemic affecting some other part of the world, we wouldn't have this shift happening here. We could still continue going about our lives and not really questioning the discomfort that we feel inside, or even question whether or not what we're doing is what satisfies us, if we're content with the life that we've created. But because this is on such a global level, it created the perfect conditions for most of us to have to take a pause. Most of us to not have the same automatic experiences that we go through our day-to-day routines to keep us sort of on this continuity with a life that may not necessarily feel right to us.
It just dawned on me, you mentioned New York. Did you not work in New York for a while?
I did.
Okay. So even more reason, I was going to say that listening to your beautiful voice and your calm, and feeling your calmness and to the depth of what you're sharing, some people might think that maybe you were a minister since you were a kid or something, but I know you're laughing because, okay, so nothing could be further from the truth, right?
Right. Yeah, that's so right. I was living the New York City life. I worked in finance. I was the controller of a hedge fund for a number of years in Manhattan, an incredibly stressful, demanding career that occupied majority of my adult life.
And when we come back, actually, and I didn't mean further from the truth in the sense that, you know, I was making a judgment. I was meaning that you were living that kind of life, very high-powered life and very stressful life. Mm-hmm. But to add to the already very stressful life, you also had been caring for a very sick mother. So I'm wondering, when we come back, if we could touch on so many of those aspects that finally, I think, came to a point where you said, I need to do this another way. And thankfully, you are now helping other people do things another way. Susan's website is Like Water She Flows. And we've titled our episode Flow Like Water. So we'll also talk more about that when we come back. Like Water SheFlows.com to learn more about Susan. And a little later on, live music with Douglas Rogers, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome, L.A., on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, online with Mark, and we're talking to Susan Barnes, meditation teacher, speaker, artist, healer, and actually a purveyor of peace for the planet. What is that?
I believe in a peaceful existence, and that is born from peace from within. Being a human is an inherently painful experience, and there is so much to learn from our existence. And if we are able to attain a particular mindset to understand that life is meeting us in very particular ways to grant us access to the wisdom that lies inside of us, for us to develop a rich life, then we can find greater peace with whatever tumultuous circumstances we may find ourselves in. And the more that we cultivate that peace inside of ourselves, the more it extends outward into the field that we exist in, extends to the people around us. We create ourselves as a sort of anchor of what is possible, if we are capable of getting to that understanding.
So you must have come to some kind of understanding as a young child or young lady, because if I remember correctly in your story, you're going into the finance world was because you wanted to take care of your mother. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
So you had to make a decision before that to take care of your mother. And at what age did you decide that that was part of your mission?
That became quite obvious very soon after my father passed away from an aggressive brain tumor when I was 15. And the caregiving responsibilities seemed quite clear given the nature of my mother's degenerative disease. She has multiple sclerosis. And only knowing her as a figure whose health was getting worse and worse over time, and being able to project into the future, understanding the nature of this deterioration, recognizing my inherent responsibility to care for the person who had cared for me. And it wasn't a breakthrough. It was just one of those things where it was like, oh, okay, this is what has to be done.
Wow. Wow. And so then pretty much anything Wall Street is a full-time, double full-time job.
Yes, totally.
And caring for anybody on top of that.
Yeah. So, I had no idea what I was going to do, like most children, I would say, or maybe not like most children, but I paid attention to the things that came easy to me, and which was mathematics, and eventually found myself pursuing an accounting degree with a minor in business administration at my university, and recognized that in order for me to be able to make as much money as I could, I had to take my accounting degree into a field that would grant me access to the kind of resources that I knew I needed to assist myself in in making a living, but also being able to take care of my mother financially as well in my absence, because I would have to move to the city in order to make that kind of money. I'm from upstate New York, and so trying to do that on a budget up there would have been much more challenging. So it just from a strategic perspective made sense for me to be in New York City.
So listening to you talk now and mm-hmm. and getting and knowing so many people in that world that you're talking about, you would have had to convince yourself or somehow, did you think you were happy?
You know, time wore on. You know, in the beginning stages of entry-level career in that world, the hours that you work are so atrocious that mm-hmm. there isn't really any space to contemplate anything. You're just working, or you're sleeping, or you're working, or you're sleeping. It wasn't until a little bit later that that the compellings of my heart began to really make itself known. That this was not right for me. But the thing is that longevity runs in my family. And so I created a life that gave me fulfillment in a myriad of ways in an attempt to assuage this deeper knowing inside of myself that this just was not right for me. On a moral perspective, from a very strong internal sensing before I even understood what that was. There were so many of these metrics that, you know, also manifested in me physically. I had a lot of strange health things happening to me during this time. And also found myself in a lot of unfulfilling relationships. So much of this discontent that was externalized, that was born from inside of being misaligned, so completely misaligned with who I was. Not even knowing who I was at the time, but there was a part of me, a deeper part of me, that was very clear in expressing that this didn't feel right.
So you woke up one morning and said, I am going to facilitate the development of collective consciousness, starting right now.
Basically, yeah. It was like, oh,
seriously?
Yep,
no.
Today's the day. Let's do this.
Every day, nice.
Yeah, I fortunately woke up to what was happening in through a book, first through a relationship that ended, and then very soon thereafter, a book that really cracked me open, and I would say was the key to. To my awakening. And I say awakening in a sense of I had been operating in the world under a very specific subset of beliefs that had been given to me culturally through my society as to what life should look like, what success looks like. And this definition is a very unilateral definition. And when you try to blanket a population of individuals underneath a generalization, what you're going to find is high instances of discontent. And this particular conditioning that occurs culturally is one that is specifically geared towards consumerism and consumption, which in and of itself is an entirely endless void of unfulfillment. And anyway, so I read this book and realized how I had been following this particular narrative, despite the fact that I wasn't feeling good, and woke up to this fact, woke up to, oh, wait a second, this isn't my story. This is a different story. What is my story? I actually don't even know what my story is. I've never even asked myself what feels right and true to me. I've never given thought to the possibility that things could be different because I've never heard of a different story. I've heard of all the one-offs that we can justify as eccentricity, like a Steve Jobs, for example. And I can say, oh, well, he can live a different life because look at where it's brought him. But I'm not that person. I can't step on my own path of the unknown and traverse that and be comfortable with what that might yield. But there was a part of me that knew that whatever was on the other side of that unknown had to be better, had to feel better than what it was that I was experiencing in the life that I had created for myself.
You actually call the journey out of that and into this like a liberation? A freedom?
Yes. It's a freedom that comes from recognizing that we have choice. We always have choice. And oftentimes, the choice that we have in front of us is not the most obvious one, because we are looking into the same little box that we've created around ourselves in which we are operating. We may never think to open the lid, take a peek outside of it.
So we were talking, you and I, about throwing yourself in the great unknown. I think this is one of those great unknown moments, because I don't know that you certainly could have known what this experience after leaving that world would be like. You just knew it was, it needed to happen.
Yes. The beauty of life is that it wishes to show up for us if we allow it to. We are so afraid, given everything that we have experienced up until this point, and we make projections on what we've experienced historically, and we really limit through those projections the possibility of what is truly an infinite possibility that lies before us in life. There are so many directions and twists and turns that life can give us if we are open to them. If we can say, just because this happened to me in the past doesn't mean that will happen again. Something maybe more different will happen. Maybe it will be more beautiful. Maybe it will be very sad. But the more we are capable of recognizing that so much is waiting for us, and mostly we are waiting for ourselves. And when I say we are waiting for ourselves, I'm talking about the self that is eternal. I'm talking about the self that was born into this world, that animates this body, this vehicle that we have, and that leaves this vehicle that we have when it's time to move on. Our eternal nature that is born into this world, that already knows that it's all about creating and having fun and pushing our boundaries in all regards, that slowly and surely through our particular subset of assimilation into the particular realities that we're born into, begins to forget that, begins to become smaller, begins to have a siloed perspective of what is right and what is wrong, of who is right and who is wrong, of what to be afraid of what to do, what not to do. And all of this assimilation leads to the formation of our constructed identity, also known as the ego. And the ego can dominate for a long, 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 long time, but the eternal self knows what it came here to do. And it is not quiet about it. Especially if you are living in a life that is so completely misaligned with what is true to your heart. It will cry out until you listen. You will find yourself experiencing all sorts of circumstances to get you to listen. And only once you start listening can you hear the subtleties of what wishes to be born through you, of what wishes to be experienced by you.
Well, this is certainly a time where listening is a good thing to do right now. And actually, When we come back, we only have a couple more minutes together, Susan, but it'd be great if you can, like, if we listened, what might we hear as far as how can we flow like water through these times? And perhaps you can share some light, shed some light on that when we come back. In our next segment, we also have the Ask Dorothy question. Then after that, our musical guest, Douglas Rogers, all on the Life Changes Show at Home edition after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo online with Mark, and we are talking to Susan Barnes, who is a meditation teacher. She's a facilitator for people going through transitions. She does private guided meditations, and she does consulting work with corporations, and she's a speaker as well. And we're happy to have her share as she has been. Susan, first of all, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure so far.
Yes, and looking forward to how we can flow like water together. What are your thoughts that might... this is interesting because it isn't a blanket. This is going to work for everybody, or are there a couple things that might?
I would say that we are a species that belongs to each other. We belong to each other. And not only that, but we belong to our earth. We belong to our environment, to the animals, to nature. We are nature. And if we look to nature as an example, just because it's external to us, we can see that it is able to exist as it is, coexist in its environment, be a part of this elegant orchestra of life that goes through natural cycles, death and rebirth, regeneration, deterioration, at different timelines than our own. We can see it with rocks, trees, things of this nature. And we can look to the animals as an example of these deep instinctual compellings of how they fit into the whole. How a singular ant is its own unit, but it is always working towards the betterment of the whole. It is always operating instinctively along a non-visual, ever-sensing mechanism of knowing what to do in order to be a part of the whole. We are no different because we are nature. We have our own instinctual compellings, and those too, similarly, are working for the betterment of the whole. When we become disconnected from ourselves, when we dull ourselves with extreme busyness or with entertainment or an endless assortment of distractions, with alcohol, with all of these things, we inhibit our vessel from being attuned to the sensitivities of these instinctual compellings that are assisting us to work for the betterment of the whole. We become detached from this. We become detached from nature. And being outside of nature, as we've seen ourselves for so long, and the decimation that comes along with that, we see the imbalance that's created when we step outside of this natural cycle and outside of this natural rhythm. And we know this. These pathologies that inform Western society of anxiety and depression and discomfort and all of these things are the parts of ourselves that know we are so incredibly out of balance. When we begin to listen, when we begin to turn towards the discomfort, we begin to turn towards ourselves in this way where we begin to hear what's being communicated through us, we begin to feel our body in its aches and its pains as a language. We begin to trust our gut and our intuitive intelligence that is operating through us all the time. We begin to cultivate relationships with these natural part of ourselves, of our inner senses that are always communicating through us, pulling us. Then we are invariably stepping back into the flow of life. We are stepping back into natural flow in harmonic symbiosis with our environment and all things that are in congruence with our environment as well. So when we look to this great pause, for example, and we're suddenly more inward than usual, we can of course go towards our defaults and continue to Netflix binge and all these things. Or we can begin to cultivate a new type of relationship with ourself, recognizing the inherent intelligence that lies within us, not just intellectual intelligence, which is a part of the process, but the instinctual intelligence of the entirety of our body that is always communicating through us. Can we begin to step on that path that is more in line with where our alignment lies, and thereby the harmony that coexists and wants to emerge through us on our own evolutionary capacity as a species and humanity?
And in your opinion, is there a Netflix show that we can watch that can help us get there?
You know what? The
worst I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You know what? I'm going to actually just take this moment to plug because it's a great show. Oh my God. How am I blanking on this right now? The Duncan Trussell Show. Are you familiar?
Okay. I don't know it.
Oh my God. Midnight Gospel. It's called The Midnight Gospel. It is the most exceptional show.
Oh,
the most
okay.
exceptional show.
And I have a feeling that maybe it's time for people like you to have a show, and then there's our show. You know, I was joking, but surely more shows like this, mm-hmm. more conversations like this, and more celebrities like you.
Thank you. Getting there. Totally.
So I get I know that I get a sense for what you do with your clients and the work that you do with them. I just have to put in a plug that when we were talking earlier before the show, I'm a huge note taker for those people who know me. And I even told you, Susan, that I just stopped taking notes at one point. I'm just going to enjoy this. Listening to her. And I've enjoyed listening to you and learning from you throughout this whole show. Thank you so much.
It's an honor and a pleasure. Thank you.
I look forward to flowing like water with you in other ways, other shows, other things. In the meantime, likewatersheflows.com is her website where you can learn more about Susan and follow her on social media. Social media like Instagram and Facebook, like Water She Flows. Once again, Susan Barnes, thank you so much for being such a great guest and for what you're putting out in the world.
Thank you, Filippo. I appreciate it.
Oh, Susan, I forgot to mention, you're going to be, at least for starters, writing like 4 or 5 blogs posts on some of these subjects that you touched upon here, which we're very excited about, that we're going to be posting on the Life Changes Show, and we're going to be sharing on all our social media, as well as all of Susan's as well. Do you want to just tease a couple of the subjects?
Sure. It can be some of the things that we actually touched upon today, including our intuitive intelligence and the importance of developing that. Attunement to the profound instinctual intelligence of our inner senses. The natural world and the nature of us, restoring harmony. Being in service to the whole. And how our imagined past and future can arrest or propel our personal evolution.
Nice. Looking forward to those and learning from them as well. Once again, thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Angela from Germany, and I so wish you were here teaching and guiding all of us once again. You made life seem so simple and livable, and now everything is changing so fast, and I think it is not a good way, or I think not in a good way. In the past, I never had problems sleeping through the night, and now I wake up to find it hard to go back to sleep. My lifelong friends are now beginning to irritate me, and I find myself wanting to be alone. And there's a part of me that doesn't want certain people in my life anymore because the old stories don't interest me. My job, which I have endured for over 20 years, is now totally irritating. And my question is, what is wrong with me? Am I losing my mind? Why am I so unhappy with my life?
Precious Angela, the good news is that you are not losing your mind. The even better news is that you are experiencing a major shift in consciousness, which is occurring all over the world. In other words, you are in the process of awakening, and you are no longer able to just go through life without becoming aware of who you are and what you have truly come here to do and be. Our bodies are shifting into higher frequencies, and we need time alone to process these changes. Because you began to awaken years ago, you are more conscious of these shifts, and it is time to honor yourself by taking time to be alone. Angela, you have spent your life taking care of others, and it's now time for you to take care of Angela. You can tell your friends and loved ones that you just need some time for you to recalibrate your life. One of the things happening during this shift is our ability to feel the negativity of others. As I recall, you are an amazing empath, and this shift heightens your abilities to sense and feel others' emotions. Therefore, it is vital for you to ground yourself and acknowledge that these emotions and feelings aren't your own, and release them into Mother Earth. And, Angela, it is perfectly acceptable for you to tell your friends that you no longer wish to hear the old stories, as it is not helpful to them, because the more we repeat something, the more energy we give it. Now is the time to let go of the past and for us to begin to consciously co-create a better future. Not only is it okay to remove toxic people from your life, it is more than okay to truly examine what you want the rest of your life to look like. This is not a time to make rash decisions. So please, take your time to discover what true happiness would look like to you. You can do this by journaling and also by spending some time with a life coach to determine your authentic truth. A good life coach could also assist you in discovering what else you could be doing to support yourself. Angela, this is truly a most powerful time, and I trust that you will move through these present challenges and enjoy being a part of the higher consciousness which is spreading throughout this planet.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest here on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, Douglas Rogers.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I am Filippo, and our guest is a musical guest, is a singer, an entertainer. He is Douglas the Crooner Rogers. Welcome to the show, Douglas.
Thank you for having me, Filippo.
It's a pleasure to have you. It's been said about Douglas's voice that his voice harkens back to the golden age of Hollywood. And Douglas will attest to this. While we were doing a sound check before the show, I afterwards asked him, I said, Douglas, were you singing live? And he said, yes. Why? I said, you sound just like the record. He said, there is no record. And so he's going to be singing new songs for us that he's written, which is a treat. Thank you.
True story. Yeah. Thank you for having me on. I mean that. Yeah, really, I do.
I love the fact we haven't had a lot of entertainers on the show, and I know you take entertaining seriously. So could you share a little bit about what it means to you?
Well, let's see. As far as being an entertainer, I'm more told that I'm an entertainer than I actually believe in the theme of entertainment. I come from a musical theater background, so it's not just singing a song to me. There's also the human connection that kind of comes along with it. I think that that's really come into play in my career. When I started singing, on the Santa Monica Promenade for Dollar Bills. And part of my whole act was the people passing by. And it's a way to cut your teeth pretty quick, because it can go from anything. I remember a group of kids walking by, and some guy, you know, just random group of kids, guys taking his shirt off, and they, you know, he's wearing his pants that go kind of down around his, you can see his underwear, and I was singing, and I'm singing Frank Sinatra, and I said, oh, I see London, I see France. I could have been stabbed right there. You know what I mean? It's dangerous, but it's a joke. And they all laughed, and we just had a good time with it. And so it's the fun memories, and you just have to start trusting your gut. And, you know, everybody kind of surround, you know, I knew I was doing good when the bums were tipping me. You know, they were like, we like you. Here's a dime. And things like that. Well, like, don't you need that?
During this time, actually, we've been talking about change and transitions and being at home. During this time, you're supporting people with a show online. Once a week, is it?
Yes, it's every Saturday night. I brought that up for a reason, because the human connection, like I said, part of what I do, I love the interaction and the people that are part of the show. What's happening now is I'm in seclusion. I'm one of the people that believes that we can be safer at home. I really like what Susan said before, because I have been working for years nonstop, no breaks, no vacations. You know, it's like, well, I'm not working this weekend, so maybe we can get away for a weekend or something. And so I haven't slowed down since I started doing this. And I love doing what I do. Let me say it like that, too. I love it. But this is a time that I think she said it's like a time to pause. And I really appreciate that sentiment, because that's kind of how I'm looking at this. It's a time to take a break. And people are tuning into my show on Saturday nights, and they're saying, like, this is our favorite night of the week. Like, we really look forward to getting back into the Rozier's room and, you know, watching you sing these wonderful songs, and they converse with each other. And I read some of the comments that they make, and, you know, they're cracking me up. And I'm like, I want to talk to them. And finally somebody said, Doug, you just sing. Like, we'll do all the talking for you. I love that. So the audience is one of my favorite parts of this, and I love the music as well. So it is. It's Saturday night at 6 o'clock on Facebook. You want the website? I don't know. I think you guys have you given
we
that
have
out?
It listed. We'll mention it later. But is it the Doug Sings? Is that the one on Facebook?
Yeah, it's www.facebook.com/or/ the Doug Sings. And then the Saturday night show, if you just hit live after that /live, you can go right to the thing. You don't even need a Facebook account. You know, it's a free show that I'm doing for Venmo and PayPal and things like that. And, you know, because there's no gigs.
Yeah, and there's that too. Well, we came to know of you through one of our mutual friends and fans, and that is Annette Zappia. So we thank her. And maybe one of the songs goes out to her. Would it be appropriate, this first song?
Love for a Lifetime? I think that would be appropriate. Yeah, sure. What the heck? This is a...
Is that what it's called? Okay, very cool. Well, here is Douglas, the crooner, Rozier's, performing Love for a Lifetime for Annette Zappia, live on the Life Changes Show at Homedish.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, too.
I can't explain all the pain that I felt, the bad cards I was dealt before you. I took some time just to find what I need, and the one that I needed was you. You are my world out there, and you are my girl. I swear I will be your number one guy. Let's go out dancing and then let romance in. I know as time goes by, we'll find love for a lifetime. The day and the night time belong to us. Love for a lifetime. Together we'll find our faith and our trust. I always wanted a girl just like you. We can do anything and be fine. I wanna share with you how much I care for you, all the while knowing you're mine. I am so proud of what we have now. You were the one from the start. I've got a plan to be your only man. I'm holding you close to my heart. We'll find love for a lifetime. The day and the night time belong to us. Love for a lifetime. Together we'll find our faith and our trust. Love for a lifetime. The day and the night time belong to us. Love for a lifetime. Together we'll find our love and our trust. Love for
Aw, that's awesome.
Did you like that?
I like it. Just sounds just like the record.
I actually rewrote a couple of the lines just for this show, just for you, and it.
While you were doing it. Okay.
Oh, so hang it tight.
So it really doesn't exist anywhere else.
That's true.
And now it exists here. And actually, Douglas mentioned his page where he does his show, but also his website, and I'll spell the name for you, Douglas Rogiers, Douglas, and then Rogiers.com. He's also on Instagram at the same name, Douglas Rogiers. And Douglas, you do something very cool. You do private Zoom parties right now, right?
That's what I'm doing right now. Yeah, we do private Zoom parties. And, you know, it can be anything from 15, 20 minutes, a couple of songs here and there, that kind of deal. And it's just been a blast. We just did one for the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce last week, and Post 43 over there in Hollywood. They were putting on something, and it was just a lot of fun. So that's one way to keep in touch and have that human connection that we all need and miss.
Yeah, and as you know, one of the things that some of us miss is music like this. Now we get to hear, like you even mentioned, some of the famous singers of the past, like Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, do some of these songs. But to have an original song in this style is fun, very refreshing. And did you want to write something in the style of, or this is how the music comes through to you?
Interesting question, honestly. And even as I'm getting older and living in this crooner skin for some time, it has changed. One of the first songs I ever wrote, I was in a swing band, like a neo swing band, like a 9-piece swing band. We were not background entertainment. And I kind of wrote songs like that were high energy and a lot of fun, or like jump swing. So that kind of energy was what I was running with. First song I ever wrote back in my 20s was called They Call Me the Cougar Hunter, because cougars were a thing back then. And then it's but it's kind of slowed down, and I'm trying to progress into more of a, you know, like that Dean Martin loungy, like if you were sitting around and having dinner with the kids, you're not going to listen to the Cougar Hunter song. You got to listen to something else. So I'm trying to write more kind of songs like that. Just as I mature, I hope my music does as well. But I do love writing, and I love the arrangers that I work with. They're incredible, and we have a new arranger coming out here. This next song is actually it was sent to me by a fella named Rob Hagel, and Rob wrote a hit song for the group Air Supply back in the day, and I used to listen to Air Supply when I was a kid with my mom. It was one of her favorite bands, and I thought these guys are great. And so it's interesting to be now singing a song that somebody wrote for them. And I'm going to be doing it for you here in a little bit.
Okay. Well, and don't get me wrong. I like that the type of music you mentioned before. It might even be what I saw you doing on TV, maybe.
Oh, yeah. That was a good time. That was back in 2013. Just happened to be on a little game show. On NBC.
Yeah, a little game show.
Yeah.
On NBC.
It was the best part about that was that it was a national, you know, recognition, I guess, and kind of like, after singing on the streets and singing for small little rooms and wondering what am I going to do, it was really kind of it helped to kind of make me feel validated for pursuing all this stuff. And so the show was essentially, can I talk about it? Is that okay to talk about that?
Sure, real quickly, because we want to hear the song too.
Yeah, no problem. So this show, it was one of those competitions where, it was one of those like summer shows where six contestants go head to head in three rounds, and you sing a song, and then the audience votes for who they think is their favorite. And the audience is 101 people, so it's never even. So they vote, then they put the numbers up, and then they offer the contestants money to drop out. And they say, if you think you won that round, if you think you won, stay in the game. If you don't, take the money, because the money more than doubles next round, kind of thing.
Clever. So
there was, it was high stakes, and I got in kind of on the ground floor of it. And I got to sing Frank Sinatra's Luck Be a Lady, and Ain't That a Kick in the Head on national TV. And that was just awesome. My family back home in South Dakota, they got to see it. I was even watching it at a show I was at and telling the folks, okay, this is what happened, like, at this point, like, during the commercials. And it was just great. It was so much fun. Experience that was.
Yeah, great story, great story. Well, we have a clip on it on our webpage, but, of course, people can find it on YouTube, and also you have links, I think, on the DouglasRogers.com website. In the meantime, what was the song called that you're going to sing now?
This one is called By the Way.
Maybe. Have I heard this?
Doubt it.
Oh, yes, I have.
Have you?
You did it for your live show a couple Saturdays ago.
Yes, I did it from my live show. I've been doing it on the regular ever since we worked it out and everything. And actually, I have it in with my arranger right now, and he just sent me some charts for it. So I'm like, okay, next step is we got to record it. And we've done some interesting things to it, too. But this is the kind of rough. You guys are getting the first take on it right here, Felipe.
This is nice. Okay, well, we'll get to hear Douglas, the crooner, Rogers, performing By the Way live here on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
By the way, I like your smile. By the way, I really like your style. You might think me forward if I say you caught my eye, but I just won't forgive me if I let you walk on by. So I'll say, I think you're fine. Gonna find a way to make you mine. And when I make that so, my arms will never let you go. And I'll make love to you every day. By the way, make some noise for the band, ladies and gentlemen. That's enough. Don't spoil them. Hey! Back to me. By the way, like your smile, and by the way, I really dig your style. You might think me forward if I say you caught my eye, but I don't wanna let this magic moment pass me by. So I'll say, I think you're fine. Yeah, gonna find a way to make you. And when I make that so, my arms will never let you go. And I'll make love to you every day. I hope that that's okay. I'll make love to you every day. By the way.
Isn't that fun?
That's very fun, and you're so funny. Make some noise for the band, ladies and gentlemen.
But
that's enough.
Much. We don't want to spoil it. These are the jokes, folks.
keep them coming.
I'm glad you like it.
Douglas, what a pleasure. I want to remind everybody that Douglas Rogiers, Rogiers.com is the website, and you can find him on Instagram at Douglas Rogiers. But Facebook, you go to The Doug Sings and see his show every Saturday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So with that, Douglas, look yes. forward to connecting with you again, maybe catching one of your live shows, or someday maybe even a live show out in the live world.
But well, in I the meantime, that'll be thank wonderful. Thank you, by the way. Thank you very much for having me on here, Filippo. I really do appreciate it, man. It's been a blast.
Thank you again, Douglas Rogiers. And again, a big thank you to our guest, Susan Barnes. This is our show. We also want to thank Doug Newsom and Donald Newsom for all they do at BBS Radio, our program managers. And with that, on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leisure, I am reminding you that I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, and letting you know that... By the way, as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.